Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Thursday, December 6th, 2012. Thank you for joining me. I'm looking forward to a fantastical broadcast tonight. Looking forward to my special guest this evening. Sanguinarius, is that how you say his name? Sanguinarius? Sanguinarius is going to be joining us tonight. He is quite a popular figure on the internet, from what I can tell. He agreed to call into the show tonight, so I'm looking forward to his call. We're going to talk about his abnormal genitalia. I think he wants to talk a little bit about Anonymous and LulzSec and his experiences with those entities. And then we'll talk about whatever else pops up. We'll take your calls. And take it from there. God damn. A lot of people in the chat room early on. Wait, Niggers in Paradise, are you calling me a fag? Are you saying nobody cares? All right. Really don't want to do this early, but Niggers in Paradise is See, I can't. You know what? People think I can't read. I just make up my own names for people. I call him Niggers in Paradise. He's really Niggers in Paris. But any hoot. He's on timeout for right now. But that's okay. I have a song for him. And why? Okay, I'll unmute Niggers in Paris. I guess he wasn't talking to me. But he was doing some scrolling. Niggers, you were technically scrolling. Oh, Carl Barks is here. I forgot. Carl Barks. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for being Carl Barks. God damn, this switchboard is fucking packed. Oh my god. But I do believe Sanguinaris is here, and after I screen all these calls, we'll bring them on and chop it up. So while I'm doing that, I'm going to fulfill a request from Ronald Lankford. He requested a track from Oscar-award-winning composers 3-6 Mafia. This is entitled Ass and Titties. I'll be right back.
And stomach. I can feel it going down. Look here, honey, I can't play no games. Life goes down when it's freaking same. Hit me up, stop 69. I'm even in that we'll have sex in the rain. But I pray that this night the love won't lead to a girl that I can't trust. See a young nigga post up in the club when they get bust, stretch your fucking stuff. But I do love the ladies, cause they stay looking pretty. Why they shaking, I'm breaking, I'm taking a baby.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Oh, my God. I apologize for the long delay there, folks. I spent all of that time screening callers. Fuck. So anyways, thank you, everybody, for joining me. I'm going to bring on my special guest in just a moment. That's Sanguinarius. But before I do that, I'm going to welcome... OpnoPro, who will be sitting in with us tonight. Hey, OpnoPro.
Hello, Vince.
How's it going,
and
bro?
And hello, Rose, when you're around.
Oh, Rose will be coming right up. So you're a fan of Rose. You're a fan of Rose.
Big fan, big fan. We do a lot of things together.
Excellent. Oh, speaking of one of your fans, Carl Barks is chatting again. I apologize, folks. Carl Barks, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for being Carl Barks. Cool. So I'm glad that you're familiar with my guest tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like a lot of people are.
A lot of people are.
And, wow. So I guess I lucked out here. I got a really good special guest tonight. It really is a special guest. And for those of you that are on hold, please be patient. We'll get to you eventually. We haven't even gotten to Sang yet. So, anywho. Oh, we just lost NoPro. God damn it. Oh, well. I'll have to defer then to sidekick number two, Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Vince. How are you? I'm really excited to talk to Sang. I will say this. I'm going to rage if the entire time he does his creepy gay pedo voice.
Okay.
Good. Is that the plan? Or is he going to talk like a normal person?
I think he's going to talk like a normal person.
That's great. Also, I don't know anything about Pithorian, but he doesn't seem like a very nice guy.
Okay.
Convert won't be calling in. I can guarantee you of that.
Very well, then. Anything else?
No, just let me know
when
you want
me to do roll
call.
Actually, yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Let's do the roll call, and then we'll get to our guest.
I'd like to thank Non-Sicko for coming out. Ass-Aider, 83. Asshurt MacFags, Big Bill, Blitzy, Breakbeat Junkie, Crypt Keeper, Dougie Doug, GU357, Fuck
That's
Tony
a guest.
Gadd.
Dude, you're not Lead Hacksaw talking. It's guest.
Yeah. I'm
That's
not
Lead Hacksaw. You missed it. Oh, you're so not Lead.
Okay. Hammurabi's Code, I Eat Cake, Come On Raw, Carl Barks, Niggers in Paris, /O. Nothing 48, 1T, Pan the Man, Some Faggot, Robert West, Stabby McCuggs, The Bartender, what's up, Bartender? The Fire Dog, Thomas Vesema, Some Fag, Worth of the World, Some Fag, XU out.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Oh, did I forget how...
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I forgot Haim Loki. Why are you muting me? This went well last night.
I know, but I'm muting everybody except for my guest. And that was a one-time experiment.
Oh. So when your experiments go well, you typically toss them out?
No.
That means
I'll be muting you less.
Okay.
No, seriously. This is my show. I'm producing it. So just chill out, dude. You're going to get plenty of time.
I'd like to...
Anywho, let's... Thanks a lot, Hammurabi. Robbie, appreciate that. So now, without any further ado, let's bring on tonight's guest. Welcome to the show, Mr. Sanguinarius. Sanguinarius, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thanks for calling in, dude. You seem to be a pretty popular guy. I'm not familiar with you or your work. Do you want to give some of my listeners who maybe aren't familiar with you either a little background on yourself?
I used to be an anonymous for a while. I ran a few ops. I got out of it around Operation Payback because I didn't particularly agree with... kids getting arrested using Lurk and other retarded crap. And I've been basically hanging around trolling the internet.
Sweet. So what do you think of this whole Hunter Moore thing?
The Hunter Moore thing, as in...
Yeah. The group you were formerly part of, which has now continued on without you, the idea, if you will, they just recently did an operation where they, I don't know, were trying to talk smack about this dude, Hunter Moore, I think his name is, the guy that runs a website where he posts just nudes of people's ex-girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, it's pretty
So Anonymous went on this BBC radio show and basically said that they were going to, like, they're coming at him. But they actually haven't done anything. They just, like, tweeted him.
Yeah, probably nothing much is going to happen.
Yeah, it's just another one that's... it's just more fail wannabe ops. Anyways, yeah. Enough of that. So your present stance now is you're just an independent troll.
Pretty much in a security researcher. I've done, like, a few things, like, and full disclosure, I did post some stuff on the Dooku Trojan.
Okay.
I don't usually do releases much, but when I do, they're usually pretty epic.
Yeah, I've just recently started following you on Twitter, I think, so I will definitely keep an eye on stuff. But I was really... I saw this Cryptome page with you in exchange with Sabu in April of this year. And this seems very curious, considering that's post him being outed. What can you tell us about this little exchange? What's that all about?
Well, he initially contacted me on my AIM account, surprisingly, because he was, I'm guessing, watching exchanges between me and Braddy. So he just started talking. I authenticated him, and he started, like, getting kind of curious. Like, as you can see in that chat log, him talking about a SCADA FTP server starts from, and he's trying to get me to access it, claiming it has classified data on it, which is a rather obvious entrapment attempt.
Yeah, why would that guy even go by the handle Sabu anymore? Like, that's fucking retarded.
Yeah, it is. And he managed to pull that off with a few other people.
That's
the
fucking
SCADA
stupid.
FTP thing.
You sure it was him, or was just somebody posing as him?
Positive. At first, I was wondering if
it
was some
that?
Kind
how do you
of...
Know? How do you know? Just, I mean, you go into these chats, how do you know for sure? Like, what is he... What's your proof? I mean, honestly, it could be anybody posing as Sabu.
Yeah, true. I authenticated him through his personal email. The private.org, I think, domain that we exchanged a few messages on. And he knew a few things that we talked about before him being outed.
Interesting. Wow. I'm going to paste the link in my chat room. This is what I was asking the dude about. So, all right, we got a ton of people that want to get on the line with you here. We got your homeboy Shadow DXS in the house. Shadow, you're on with Sang. What's up?
What up, bitches? What up, Sang? How you do?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Sabu. Pretty sensitive subject, isn't it?
Not so much.
Yeah. I'm still not convinced it was him 100%, but, you know, whatever.
Well, anyway, it would have to have been pretty damn close.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, he was talking to a lot of people back in the day. So, you know, he could have passed along a great deal of fucking information to anybody. And you got to
know that his handlers have passwords to his account, and they can go. There's nothing stopping them from, you know, miming his talk, the way he talks, and you know, like I guarantee you, more than one person was tweeting from that anonymous Sabu account. I guarantee it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, we all know that Jester had access to that account too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, another thing that I authenticated him on is I asked him questions that only, like, a little sick guy would know. And he seemed to know them, too. So, it was either really him or some kind of fill-in agent.
Right on. Okay, we're going to bring Hammurabi back. Hammurabi, you're on with Shadow and Sang.
Sang.
Hello there.
Stop with the voice. You're fucking killing me, dude.
That's his normal speaking voice, you fucking asshole.
That's not his normal speaking voice.
Can you prove it?
If it isn't, it's pretty damn convincing.
That's his
a good troll.
Voice.
He's a good programmer, too.
Hmm.
In fact, I'd like to talk about all the awesome scripts, DDoS scripts that Jester is using.
Those things are atrocious.
Yeah, they are atrocious.
Which one are you talking about specifically? Because, I mean, you know, one of them is only really a DDoS script. The other ones are just like, one of them is made up completely. And the other one is just a Terms of Service Violator bitching script.
A TOSing script?
The DDoS is Xerxes. The other one that doesn't exist is Leonidas, and the one that he's using now currently is Sladen. No, Sladen. You're thinking Sladen.
Saladin.
Is he coming out with another one now?
I don't think so. I haven't seen anything.
Whatever, it's spelled the same way. Saladin, Saladin, it's all gay. It all boils down to terms of service emails, right? Isn't that what we're getting at here?
Even, like, the Saladin targets, they're all either expired domains, the owners of the site took them down, or they were closed due to some kind of TOS violation, which is evident if you check some of them in archive.org. You can see the bright red notice that says this site was suspended for TOS violations.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know just how the Jester went about his work. And some people are kind of the mind that, you know, it doesn't really matter what he does because it's effective. Can I get your thoughts on that, Sang?
Well, way back when, he used to do things that are effective, but it's odd. There was a period that after that he stopped doing actually anything, and it kind of became more of a claim takedown thing. Like, there was even one website that Hans took down and he claimed credit for.
Jester's actually been kind of notorious for that recently, within the past year and a half or so. I mean, a lot of his so-called Tango Downs was either the work of someone else or was completely fabricated through terms of service violations. So, I mean, you know, he might have been just a one-trick pony that's still trying to milk out whatever it is that he can.
Yeah, like, what is it? Cube Spherical. That stuff was hilarious. After I exposed Saladin, he disappeared and he made up this story about Bitcoins and
sock of I've got Jester's docs and a red truck and a VIN number. Yeah, I remember that shit. That was hilarious.
And I think it made like a tenth of a Bitcoin.
Go on.
Like, that was a pretty big donation that he got, too. I mean, Jess was looking to cash the fuck out and got one-tenth of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, man, dude's fucking rolling in digital currency. Anyways, that joke went nowhere.
What's funny, he was getting donations when he did have his Bitcoin address. They weren't, like, a lot, but...
Well, you noticed that his Bitcoin address changed, right? Like, when long before he ever started doing the migration of what'd you call it, his little WordPress blog or whatever, his Bitcoin address actually changed days before the whole fucking Cube Spherical thing.
Yeah, I know. And the address before that had, I want to say about $100 in Bitcoins.
Oh, is that better? Oh, holy shit. I'm gonna log out of that. Sorry.
What are you? Are you on some Juggalo porn site? What's up?
Yeah, you caught me. It was Juggalos and My Little Ponies. Going
oh
at it.
God, Juggalos fucking bronies on film.
Hey, at least
that's
the bonus
disgusting.
Is we're on top.
You watch that after my show. Don't keep that on while I'm broadcasting. Disgusting.
But I love you, Vince.
I love you too. I hope one day our moobs can be rubbed together in body oil.
You have straight up moobs, Vince?
At the present moment, I do technically have moobs. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking hot. Like,
dude,
you just replaced ass with back bags.
I lost a ton of weight last year, and then I over the last year, I've steadily gained, like, I don't know, almost all of it back. It's kind of disgusting. So I have to go back on the diet I was on before.
I want to touch your skin.
But, yeah, I got a little extra cushion going on right now. I like to think of myself as curvy.
I'm fluffy.
Do you have an hourglass figure, Vince?
No, more pear-shaped.
Like a bag of oatmeal.
Yeah.
So you have a big ass? Because that's kind of a weird shape on a dude.
Well, by virtue of the fact that I've gained a few extra pounds, yes, I do have technically have a big ass. I'm a big dude, though. I'm
How big are
three.
You, Vince?
I'm 6'3".
Nice.
I'm proportional. It's just a little bit of baby fat. I mean, give me a break. I'll take care of it. It's the holidays.
It's holidays. Okay, that's what New Year's is for. Assuming we survive December 21st, we can make a New Year's resolution. We can go jogging together on webcam.
Nice. Yeah, I'll totally do that. I want to get one of those GoPro cameras and just attach it to my the head of the top of my bike helmet.
I was going to put mine on my ass. That way you can see earthquake.
Yeah, save that for your brony juggalo fetish site, right? All right, folks, if you're just joining us, it's Vince of the Bay hanging out with Hammurabi, Shadow DXS, and
Whoop.
My special guest, Sanguinarius. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. We've got a shit ton of callers lined up. Are you guys ready to add a lot more people onto the panel here?
Yeah, but I got one thing to say.
Yep.
What?
While you're talking to Sanguine, you need to address him by his appropriate name of Captain Hook.
Captain Hook. It's easier to say. Can I just say Hook?
Yeah, Hook works.
Can I just call him
or
the
Hook? Funny story, Vince. I actually play his penis on IRC from time to time.
You know, for a split
he
second,
he sets up a little MacBook
like...
in his lap, and I type shit out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's really
in filling out the description of the show, I was rejected by BTR. They said I had used language that might be offensive to listeners by putting penises in there.
Penis is offensive?
I do a show called Big Titty Tuesday, okay? No problem with that. Breastises everywhere. Zero problems. I mention a penis, and suddenly I'm in the dungeon. How dare you?
I think you got a homophobe on staff, man.
How dare you, sir?
What, homophobe?
All right, let's take more calls, shall we? Okay, where should we? All right. No Pro has made it back in. He dropped off, so he's back. No Pro, you're on with Sang, Shadow, and Hammurabi.
Everybody's here. Hey, Rose.
Hello, Op No Pro.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. You?
I'm good. What did you decide on the marriage since we spoke last?
That never happened.
Did you kill her and bury her?
Yes.
I thought so. I knew you would.
You probably made some
great photography out of it too.
Yes, definitely.
That's
pictures
fine.
Are on my thing.
You killed Helga?
Oh God.
Yeah. Well, I was hungry.
Did you make lamb chops?
More like soup. I just made a nice big soup.
You're a weird motherfucker, dude. I thought you were weird.
I argue with you, but you have no idea.
God,
no
damn.
Idea for, oh, shit.
You're
we've done
weird,
some funny
dude.
Stuff. I took trolling.
Yeah.
I was trying to take trolling lessons from Rose. Have them teach me how to troll.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, there's a cavalcade of folks waiting.
Bring them all.
On the line. I'm going to try to get them all on right now. But I want to give people a little bit of time to say hi to them because I know this is going to turn it into a shit storm. But
can we pick anonymous questions today? I like that shit.
Oh, people. Well, you have to submit them to me via personal message. What you do is you click on my name. Vincent the Bay at the top, and it'll give you the option to send me a private message, and you press private, and then you can send me an anonymous message or anonymous question, whatever it is, for somebody on the panel, whether it be our special guest, the Hook, or anybody else on the panel. It's the first time I've had a crooked panel on my panel.
Speaking of crooked things.
And before penis comment.
Nope. No penis comment.
You need to just open your mouth a bit wider when you talk, saying and just kind of pronounce words.
I have a question about Girl Friday.
Oh, joy.
Now, I've seen the pics, and, I mean, she's got damn near disproportionately large nipples for, you know, an A or B cup titty. And on top of that weirdness, the whole BDSM thing, how'd you handle that shit? Did you guys have a safe word? And if so, what was it? And for the people listening... You probably think I'm kidding. I'm fucking not.
They did some sick shit, man. I mean, some really sick shit. Let's put it this way.
Yep,
at one
Shadow
point,
got
it wasn't
it right.
Just the relationship
safe word?
Between him and the goat. The goat was the third wheel at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
Safe word. You're not going to answer what that safe word was?
There wasn't a safe word. It wasn't like that extreme.
Okay, we have an anonymous question for you, Rose. The question is, how big is your penis? Seriously, the person is guessing between 2 and 4 inches. Can you give us a confirmation?
It's larger than 4 inches. Like the pics that that they're claiming is chopped and unchopped. The actual story with that is, when I was taking the pictures, I couldn't quite perform for the camera. So none of them were actually chopped.
You have a hard time getting hard? I find that difficult to believe.
Yeah, it's camera shy. He needs the
camera shy.
Here's another anonymous question. What is Sang's favorite sex position?
All of them.
Doggy style.
Did you say
right,
doggy style?
Yep. Doggy style.
Oh, doggy style. Oh.
I thought donkey style would have been better.
I'm down with doggy style, if anyone's interested.
I don't think this is an anonymous question because they didn't say it. This is Pan the Man says, does Desert Rose love me?
Yeah,
wait, this is a different Rose. Oh, that's a different Rose. Desert Rose. You don't go by Desert Rose.
No.
No. Yeah, there's another. I think they're getting you confused with another Rose. There's a late night host here on BTR named Desert Rose, and it's a chick. And I think they were confused. Yeah, it's Sanguinarius Rose who's our Rose on tonight, and he is
not even Sanguinarius. It's either Sanguinarius or Sanguine Rose.
Or Willie. We call him Wet Willie behind his back.
Little Willie is better, I think.
Little Willie.
Here's an anonymous question. It says, will Sang do a Russell League in real life tribute photo?
Butt chug.
That is a possibility.
Oh, okay. We'll look forward to that.
You got to top puking on camera.
I think butt chugging is a good way to go. And here's the deal. I'll bet he doesn't even ass puke any of his 40-ounce or 32 there, Shadow.
Oh, if he asked up sucks, dude, I would quit flat out. I do not want to see a Sanguine beer flavored shit volcano. It's gonna be like Tucker all over again, man.
Nah, it would be mostly filled with semen.
Jesus Christ! Did you
God,
just
my
say
fucking
that?
Brain.
All right, wait, hang on, guys. Hey, simmer
down. Regular
simmer down. We got tons of anonymous questions now. They're just pouring in. Here's another one. It says, does Sang have a hard time getting it up due to his erectile dysfunction, and how much Viagra does he need to take for that 2-inch snapshot that he photoshopped?
Well, that would be Kelly, not an anonymous question, but
the answer is 3 fingers.
Yeah, what Shadow said.
Okay, perfect. Good enough for me. All right, we got to take.
What was that
call.
Question?
It doesn't matter. We got to bring on. We got to bring people on, dude. We got tons of people that want to get on and say
hell
hi.
Oh yeah, more victims.
All right, so we got on the line. We got Loki. Loki, you're on the air.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
Shut up, Loki.
All right, let me get a few things real quick. Vince, don't let Shadow fool you. The man has tits bigger than my grandmother, and they sag just as bad. So don't let him talk about your weight.
Hey, man, we're talking about rubbing titties together. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, we're just trying to take our bromance to another level. Give us a break.
Hey, you know, if you want to touch it, I got some too. Hi, Sang. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how is it feeling since last time?
You know what? Last time, I think I'm getting used to the no lube thing. I need a reach around next time, though.
Maybe.
Maybe. No, there is no maybe thing. After all we've been through, you better damn well give me a retrim, because I swear to God, next thing is your fucking goat son. You got it?
Well, you haven't given me that nickel yet.
My ass tickles just thinking about this.
How many bitcoins is one nickel? That might beat
what?
Out Smedley Manny.
Wait.
I think it's a tenth of a bitcoin.
How many bitcoins do you think you get for us four just sitting here bullshitting like this?
What's that? Well, I'm sorry. Do you have...
Whatever Vince decided to pay is what Blog Talk Radio got.
I'm sorry. I missed that. I was screening calls. What's going on? I missed everything. What are you talking
about? Oh, just keep screening calls. We're good.
No, just keep screening.
Yeah, we're being good.
What's the topic? What's the question?
Transferring your Bitcoin account around.
Oh, I don't have a Bitcoin account.
You
That's
do
why
now.
We took it.
Oh, you guys got me one?
You can get one.
Yeah. Who do you think gets all the money?
I say we give the money to X you out so we can finally get a wig.
Well, X you out got money, man.
Okay, here's another anonymous question for you, Sang. How many times have you gotten banned from IRC chat rooms?
You don't be here all night.
Too many to count, probably, right?
Start counting.
Did you lose ops on Vox the other day?
Nah, the channel shut down. I have ops in other channels, though.
That's good.
You think Anonymous is ever going to figure out that you don't belong there?
Hey, all right, we got another anonymous question here. It says, Storm from Lulzsec wants to know if you still suck a good cock.
I can attest to it. He does.
I miss Storm, dude. That dude was funny as hell. Tell him to call in.
Well,
if he's ever growing a pair.
I'll say practice makes perfect.
Interesting. Good answer. Good answer.
The best.
Vince, do you know what you brought to your show?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you know what you just brought to your show?
I still don't know. I'm
baffled. Let me just say, you just put Shadow and Sang on the same show. You have no idea what you're getting here.
And you just put Loki on the show.
Look, just
I know,
be happy
dude.
I can't flash my blue waffle on the show to everyone.
You all you need
everyone
now is Tear Coil and... You're just fucked.
If he does that, then I will officially label this show as the Dixie Chicks episode.
I will bust
okay.
out the blue waffle. Do
stick
not
around. Down. Stick around. We're going to do a circle jerk at the end.
Can
so,
we play
her?
Ooh, we're going to play Hookie Cookie?
A cyber circle jerk.
No, we're going to Dutch butter.
Cookie Cookie.
That's where Max Fags and Kimona in the middle.
Oh, no. Okay, Asterix one thing, but next night's bitch? Fuck that.
Okay, whatever. We'll have two different,
have you
we'll
seen
have, we'll have two different circles. One for Kimona, one for Asterix. Because we have enough fucking cox on the line for that for sure, dude. It's goddamn sausage fest, but there are some ladies lined up. We are now going to go to... Speaking of ladies, Kimona, you're on the air. What's up?
Why would you do that?
Hey, honey.
What are you doing?
Fuck.
Hi, darling. What's going on?
I need to know. You keep having these guests, and I mean, are you just picking
Shut
from
up.
The Are you picking from the shortest penis list and going down the line?
I'm starting at the smallest and working my way up. Yes.
You're starting at the smallest. Why didn't you pick me up first?
I was.
Well, I don't want to. You got a.
None
small
of this even
like
makes sense.
That's like micro. That's
still
like
isn't
natural.
Even on. And if you're going shortest to longest, he would have been the first person you brought on.
My name's Sam Robbie, and I want to go.
And it's not much of a sausage fest. Shadow's got a fupa. He can tuck his penis in, and he can pass with the hottest girl here.
So, Kimona,
technically, I am the only vagina on right now.
No, let me. We just brought a vagina on. Kimonra, did you have anything for Sang or anybody else on the panel?
Did she also wear the pants in that relationship?
I mean, Sanguine, you need a cough drop or something. Your voice is terrible.
Do either of you work?
You
were ex-knight.
What?
Is
do either you or ex-knight have a job that pays you money?
Yes, darling, we do.
What's your job?
Take three guesses. Go ahead.
Fat stripper.
Definitely not fat stripper. Either telephone sex lady or Walmart checker or
greeter.
I was going to say greeter. Yeah, I was going to say greeter too.
McDonald's.
Oh man, those are all amazing jobs that I would love to have. But no.
Okay, so this is where you tell us what
before.
You do
that's
for
not very,
okay.
That's not very
good. All right. You want to know what I do? You really
want to
know what I do?
Not really.
Yes, totally.
Shut up, everyone. I want to hear what she would do. Come on, go ahead. Talk to Loki.
All right. Thank you for calling AT&T. My name's Cameron. How can I help you today?
No.
So you're an Indian?
One of them bitches.
You already did that to me. Like,
you're an Indian?
Pardon?
You said, are you an Indian?
No,
right.
She's an Indian.
I don't know what's going on.
From India.
Doesn't matter.
Hi, I'm AT&T. My name's Camden. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'd like a large with pepperoni and extra cheese.
I'd like to point out no Indian is shrewd enough to come up with at least a creative name. They would have said Jill or Sarah or Amy.
Wait. If you're going to call names, your name is Hammurabi's Code. Could you get any less fucking original?
Have fun, dude. Find that Nick elsewhere, buddy.
I could go look in history and find it all over the place.
Why don't I go find Loki? Why don't I go Google Loki?
I'm in North
Carolina.
Ladies, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, go back to your juggler brony porn and shut up.
League of Legends. Bye. Go.
Faggot.
Speaking of, I got shit to say now.
I apologize, people, if you're getting caught in the crossfire here. It's, I don't know, it's going to turn into a fucking...
Nick's more original.
This show is going to turn into a... You talk about audio spaghetti, it's going to turn into a total shit fest here. Yeah, because at some point, all 15 people that are on hold are going to be on the same line with us, and it's going to be...
Yeah.
Out of control.
Let's be real, though. Between Vince's voice and my sexy-ass voice, we're set for the night.
Dude, you know what? You're going on timeout because you're not all that, dude. Like, seriously, it sounds like you're using like a Fisher-Price microphone, and you're talking through a pillow. I don't know what you're saying half the time.
He
like,
is a pillow, man.
Sorry,
I keep putting his head in the pillow. My bad.
All right, we got a shit ton of callers. Let's bring on. Oh my God, we have Ronald Langford on the phone. What's up, Ronald? Ronald Langford. Hey, what's going on, man? What's you're on with? Hammurabi, Kimonra, Shadow DXS, our special guest, Sanguinarius Rose, and OpNoPro.
Hey, you guys know Sang, he was actually hit with a flaming trash can as a child.
I did not know this. Little known fact. Not aware.
Yeah, Brady actually informed me of it earlier. I was a little surprised, but... after I saw the pictures.
I saw that in IRC too. He started at a really young age getting hit with flaming trash cans, starting at like 3 years old.
God, who'd you piss off, Simon?
Yeah. It was horrible. So very horrible. I still smell the children burning.
It's your favorite, Ted. Shut your mouth. next to goat ass.
Hey, at least I'm getting laid.
No, no, you're not.
By the way, Vince, don't even bother bringing on Words of the World. Just go ahead and drop that call right now.
Damn. Somebody got beef.
I can't stand
that
bitch.
That's a lot of hate.
Is Words of the World a dude or a chick?
It's a chick and a cute one, too.
But it's a dude.
Well, I mean, if it at least sounds like a chick, bring it on, man. Because, I mean, look, honestly, we do have a genuine sausage fest on tonight. Oh, wait, I forgot X-Knight's girlfriend's here.
My bad.
Okay, how do we have this many colors on and it's, like, quiet? Real.
I have no idea. I thought maybe you guys...
I don't know, Vince, we got any more anonymous questions to take?
No, but we do have a couple calls on the line. Maybe next up, Assert MacFags before she becomes Assert Super Tranny.
Wow, I was actually expecting to hear Assert all of a sudden.
Shit.
Don't
holy
even try to do
shit,
that.
Mike Virus just came in as Mike Virus on IRC.
Yeah,
oh,
I seen
Mike
that.
I'm
no
pretty
shit.
Sure I haven't been.
I'm going to tell him that, too. Fuck Mike Virus.
That's not Mike Virus. Not Mike Virus.
Little Mikey. You know the funniest thing about Mike is when he got busted for that aim hack? And the newspaper was interviewing his mom. She was saying that he was a special boy who went to special ed. And he had problems.
Did he have a learning disability?
Yeah, it says that in the news article.
Wow.
It does.
They tried to pull that shit on me when I was in school, man. Oh, this kid's got a learning disability. Nah, motherfucker, I just don't want to do the work. They put me in a little derp class, and I'm like, great, I gotta get out of here.
Ooh, look out, Sang. Braddy says, I'm sorry, the FBI told me not to talk to the primary suspect in my attempted via any forum other than text. So Braddy won't be calling in. Well, that's a bummer.
That I need another lesson in, what about, oh, fuck that con. Can I say con on this show?
You pretty much say whatever you want. Vince is off, either we're in the green room or Vince is off screening calls. It's one or the other.
Vince is probably having sound sex with Worth of the World.
Oh, speaking of Braddy, since Braddy's listening in, I would like to point out that she actually shoved a Coke bottle in her snatch to get in an IRC channel before.
Oh,
I figured I'd throw that out here.
Oh my god,
don't
you
kidding me?
No, there's pictures of this bitch sticking Coke bottles up inside of her. It ain't cool. It really ain't cool. I mean, like, I would rather watch, like, fucking Pain Olympics nonstop than to ever see that shit again.
Hold on. Was it a 2-liter?
Don't know. I mean, I've had so many people tell me, but they're too afraid of giving me the video.
Oh, huh? No. I've seen a screenshot of it. That was it.
You really?
If
you've seen it?
Video, if a video exists, I don't ever, ever, ever want to see it. Ever. I will watch Two Girls, One Cup before I will see that shit.
I'd rather watch Braddy shove a fucking 2-liter bottle up her snatch
than Two Girls, One Cup.
You want to watch scat porn? You're from Florida. That makes sense. I'm normal.
Yeah. You're normal.
It's normal
to watch women
shove large objects in their pussy.
Well,
not
it's Texas.
Shit.
Everything's bigger.
I can at least pretend that Two Girls, One Cup's passing back like fucking chocolate ice cream or some shit. But that bit, no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm, no. We're going to change that subject right now.
Where the hell is Vince?
Oh my god, what did I miss?
Shit.
Yeah. Is Sang still here?
Yep, I am.
All right, I just
we'll do
spent
this
the last.
Voice in it.
I just spent the last 5 minutes screening calls. I literally have 20 people on hold.
We have them all.
Unmute them all at once.
Dude, that's going to happen at some point.
Do it.
And it's quite a cast of characters. And speaking of characters, before we get to the character, I'm going to bring on a non-sicko. Sicko, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Stinko the clown.
What's up, Bob Nopo? How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. Long time. It feels like we haven't talked in a long fucking
Sicko,
time.
I have a real serious question for you. I know I don't do this very often.
What's up?
When are you going to let me get at that?
I'm figuring sometime after you grow a pair of balls. So, maybe
awesome.
300, 400 years?
Really big ones. I will send you photos.
I bet you would. I bet you would.
Okay, this sounds like offline chatter, okay? Can we have a special guest. Can we not just stay on topic here? We have Sanguinarius Rhodes.
Sorry. So
gracious to join us tonight. And you guys are squabbling about, it's supposed to be bros before hoes.
Nah, bro, I'd pick them over any of you guys.
Whatever, dude. You're whooped.
Willingly whooped, bro.
No, it's never willingly. Trust me. Let's even add some more spice to the conversation here and bring on... I think this is Assert MacFags. Assert, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Assert, what's going on? You're on with Sicko, No Pro, Lankford, Sanguinarius' Rose, Shadow DXS, Kimura, and Hammurabi.
This is a crazy circuit. And I'm damn proud to be part of it right now.
Who's that speaking
right now? Hi, Sanguinarius.
Yeah.
Hi, MacFags.
We're all going to, at the very end of
it's
the show...
It's nice to finally talk to you.
We're all going to Anhero.
I know.
Have you ever passed my pictures?
Not yet.
That's not true. You showed me a cum shot of one of your pictures, or one of you.
Did you do a Google search on it?
Who Google shoots?
Yes, did a 10 eye on 5 million sites.
Yeah, so I need to verify. You need to have, like Russell League with the hashtag, sharpied to his inner thigh.
Yes, that James. You should do a tribute photo. A Russell League tribute photo. I mean, he hangs out on our channel all day. He might as well, fucking do a photo for us.
By the way, I wanted to talk to you about those logs you handed off to Larez. That wasn't very cool, man.
I didn't hand off any logs.
Prove it.
Yeah, why are you logging them?
How can I prove it when I didn't do it?
Wait, first off, isn't Russell League a public channel anyways?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's very serious
No one even
business.
Cares. Honestly, no one even cares in the Russell League. Like,
yeah,
think
it's not
players,
like you guys are doing anything illegal
blood.
Or whatever in the channel.
Guys, you're going to give away all
no,
of
we're
secrets.
No, we're not doing anything illegal. We're just annoying as fuck.
Dude, right, that channel blew up today. That channel, just...
Today?
Yeah.
Today.
No. Yeah. Well, it was like some sort of shitstorm going on there, like more than usual. I had to escape.
What?
It was insanity.
Oh, no. I think people everybody
was raping my
bot. But they everyone regressed at the same time to the age of 13 and acted like retards for about an hour and a half. So I left for.
I think Shmoop passed out with his head on the keyboard. Because I don't know what the hell was coming out of his thing. It was crazy.
Hey, whoever's race-typing, stop.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, rage-typing's not safe for Block Talk Radio.
All right. Anyway, let's bring on more folks. Let's just pile this thing up. Now we speaking of Shmoop. Shmoop is here. Shmoop, you're on the air with I think you know a ton of people.
No worries, I know. First of all, I'd like to say solidarity with everyone because we did steal Occupy's solidarity, so we're just giving everybody some solidarity tonight. Solidarity with Sangle Nurse's asshole. Solidarity with Vince, and solidarity with Sickle's balls. Two, LeBreds is scared. Three, Vince, I'm mad. Wonder why I'm mad?
Yes.
Because the motherfucker keeps leaking the public lies in the public channel. Why would I do that? Fuck!
Better be quiet. You might be logging.
It's like a total no-no, right, Shadow? People really get upset about public logs being dropped, don't they, Shadow?
You guys on Twitter about releasing public logs? And is it public? What the fuck?
Dude, this is why Shmoop usually types in all caps, because that's how he talks, too. He talks in all caps.
This is how he sounds all the time, usually.
Shmoop, are you, like, on drugs by any chance?
I'm always on crack. Lots and lots of crack.
Jeez. And it's scientifically proven that crack is not a drug.
But anyway,
you realize that
it just grows like that.
People, you must realize that all Russell Leaguers smoke crack like crazy.
Yeah, most of us do enjoy crack and 40 ounce, as a matter of fact.
All we do is smoke crack, drink 40 ounces, or wine in my case, but crack and wine go together like fucking...
And we eat out hookers'
asses. ...and carrots or whatever.
Yeah, you usually maybe Zero eats, you know, he's a cannibal, he's a guy who believes in cannibalism, so he'll usually eat the hooker while I'm doing crack off her ass.
Shut up,
yeah.
Sarah. Just in case you forgot, she owes me 90% of her fat.
Oh, my God.
I hope you're listening, Sarah. I hope you're listening.
Also, Vince, I would just like to ask you, how does it feel that you have, like, half of the Russell League on your show?
I was just going to comment that I feel like I'm, for those of you who are listening who have never been in the Wrestle League IRC room or can't go into the this IRC room, you're basically getting the audio equivalent of it right now.
Also, we have two rules in that room, and the two rules are, one, not your personal army, two, not your personal army, and no niggers and Jews.
We also have another rule now. Mike Fires is not allowed because he's a faggot.
Yeah, Mike Virus is too special.
Yeah, he's the only one
special
on the ban list.
He's a special
guys,
one
guys,
for sure.
Guys, I happen to like Mike. Come on, let's stop it. Come on, I like Mike.
Bullshit.
I like Mike because he's a retard. Anyway, I like
do not
retard.
Like Mike.
Guys, we're supposed to be a mature group here. Guys, we're being kind of immature. What are we doing?
Thank you,
Shmoop.
This is a professional.
Shmoop is always the voice of reason when it comes to maturity related issues, Vince.
Exactly.
This is why he's the leader.
We're doing
a serious podcast here.
Thank you, Shmoop, bringing us back to reality. Yes, we are doing a serious broadcast. God damn it, we're already in hour number two. We got 50 more minutes of this shit live. And so if you're holding, be patient. We're going to bring you on as soon as we can. But just to give you another rundown, it's Hammurabi's Code, Kimonra, Shadow DXS, Sanguinarius, we're going to bring out Worth in a second.
No, we're not.
I think that'll be fun. We got Ronald Langford and OpnoPro and Sicko. So,
Wait, Vince, hold on one
what
second.
What about me?
Can you give everybody solidarity, please? Because we're going to share some solidarity with people tonight.
I like chicken.
Solidarity to Shadow's boobs. Moobs.
Boobies!
Don't mind me, I'm getting higher than a motherfucker today.
No, you're not. You're a swag. You're getting a serious headache later.
Swag. Solidarity with Asco. Because, you know, she's losing her jimmies right now. You know. She's one tough woman, let me tell you, but she is losing her jimmies right now.
Definitely. This is a recast from the Subasco fiasco.
You talking about Subasco? If you're listening, I just want to let you know that we're still going to kill you.
Oh, come on. Not at my show.
Jesus Christ. We're not going to kill you, Sue.
Unbelievable. Twitter Taliban. Save it for the Twitter Taliban.
Jesus Christ.
Don't Twitter Taliban, bitch.
You mad?
Oh, my God. Vince, you're going to get subpoenaed now.
We're also going to steal the rest of your Jew gold.
What?
Okay.
We're fucked.
Can you wait about the Jew gold, please? Perhaps I'm stealing all of her Jew gold.
So right now
we're actually sitting on Sue Basco's Jew.
Did he just get cut off?
No, he breaks out once in a while.
Fuck.
Or maybe he dropped his call.
Because he's calling from his track phone.
I was screening calls and I accidentally muted or put him in the screening room. Sorry, my bad.
What the fuck?
Back to the screening room?
Hey, low key. Spooky had a bad.
That is the greatest fuck ever.
Screening calls and I pushed the wrong button, but you're back.
You must be Lorenz or something, dude, fucking putting me in the screening room and fucking going in my channel and fucking, like, logging us. God,
so
fucking
do you have anxiety issues?
Dude, Shmoop, this is the first time I've ever heard you complain about being on hold or anything. You're usually really cool about it.
Shit.
Are your jimmies wrestled at any random chance?
No, not really. Just go ahead. I'm sorry, Vince. Go ahead.
That's what I thought.
His jimmies are fucking wrestled.
No, he sounds
unbelievable.
Shmoopable. Fucking
I think he ran out of 40s.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we got like 40 people on hold, so I'm going to go to another caller. Worth of the World, you're on the line. What's going on?
Hi,
so,
Lord.
Like I win? First of all,
Hello.
So I just want to know what's the deal. What the fuck is Paris's problem with me? I want to squash this right now.
Who's this?
You want to squash it or quash it?
Squash.
Whatever.
Well, we use the term
squash
on this show, so we're going to squash it.
Could you repeat that?
So what is the problem?
Like, what problem?
She's talking to Zero.
Vince, Dougie Doug needs a ban. He's spamming the chat room.
Are you shitting me? Are we doing this? Scrolling, spamming. What's going on? You got too many goddamn. Okay, personal.
Yeah, so Vince, I just want to say your show's rad, and I love all the laughs I get out of it. And I don't know what this trolling fits all about
with
me. What's the deal, man? Why can't we fix this?
That fight.
Ashira has been trying with magic.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I can throw in my sentence here.
Absolutely, sicko. Sicko, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Worth isn't your typical occupard. she's good people, guys. She's good people. She's one of the few people out there who has my back anytime that I need her to. Anything I've ever needed from Worth, she's been quick to give assistance in any way she can. If it wasn't for Worth, I probably wouldn't be able to do half of the activist work that I do. So I would take her over all of y'all. So it is
what
it is.
That she turned you off. Wait, guys. Wait, I would just like to say that was a beautiful speech, man. That was a beautiful speech. I would just
that
like
was
to give
pretty
my.
Gay.
You're beautiful.
Still fucking hate Worth of the World.
All I was thinking was just hand jobs. Lots of hand jobs.
I was thinking titties.
God.
And what the fuck is trash?
I would also like to say for the record that I'm recording this public talk radio host, and I'm going to post this public talk radio host on a public social media platform.
You wouldn't dare.
How dare you?
No, it's very easy to do. It's very easy to do. You can embed the player on any website. I think
no, it's,
if you go
it's very hard. You don't understand, dude. You don't understand how hard it is to put public things that are already out there on a public platform. You don't understand how hard that is.
He doesn't understand the legality of this all. Like, it's very, very difficult to decipher. Only a music lawyer can understand the intricacies of what is going on here. And we have a music lawyer in our grasp. Fucking Chubasco is one of the greatest.
Speaker, you're not Basco. I mentioned this in the chat room a second ago. When Fox Security put out his video about how he was going to blow something up on November 5th, whatever, she went and looked at the Fox Security Facebook and did some investigating and determined that this person was also running a prostitution ring, based on the fact that there were scantily clad women that they used as their pictures and that they were spam bots.
You know what makes me mad about that? Okay, let me tell you what makes me mad about that right there. Let me tell you. Is that she also has these fucking public rugs, okay? How she got them, I don't know. But she fucking terrified me.
She
public fucking rugs.
Waiting
at
home, smooth. Jesus.
If she investigates you guys like she investigated Fox Security, you're all in trouble.
No, dude,
you're all going to go to jail for running a prostitution ring.
The FBI from Chicago on us, dude. We're fucked. Game over.
Yeah, he tweeted FBI Chicago.
I'd like to point out that we were actually warned several times this evening in IRC that we needed to disband by midnight.
Hold on, it's past midnight, Central Time. I think this is your song.
Are they saying there's prostitutes in Wrestle League right now? It's not midnight in the West Coast. If you have any Wrestle Leaguers who are on the West Coast, technically it's not midnight yet.
I would just like to say that I found 7 reports against Subasio for sexual harassment. I'm actually going to file another one here in a few minutes.
Smoop Jr. is West Coast, right?
Maybe.
He's East Coast.
Oh, I thought he was West Coast.
He's actually Middle East.
Have a West Coast Wrestle League representative.
Eastern Middle East.
Me, Smoop, and Ghost have been, we've been dark last night. You guys can't find us.
Vince, I think you should be their official West Coast representative.
Hell yeah, Smoop should be in. I mean, wow.
No, it's bad enough. It's bad enough that these online terrorists hijacked my show. I'm not gonna. Not gonna encourage them any further by trying to join their club. Okay.
I definitely agree that Subasco should have some harassment against her too, because I happened to follow her right before she walked
the
up
bully.
The seat. She's been talking some mad shit against you guys since she walked up.
Right, she's been doing nothing but bullying assert magfags. Unduly, might I add.
She wrote up this blog. She wrote up this blog of shit and has been tweeting it out to specific, like, media outlets.
Who are you talking about?
Subasco.
Fuck that bitch.
The great Subasco.
Fucking hilarious.
Best lawyer on the planet.
She's, like, out of control. Like, I've heard, like, people were, like, DMing me all day yesterday about, like, the crazy shit that she's done in the past.
She's like gingerbread.
Crazy.
Hold on. Let me see. But she has also threatened to blow up my car. She's also threatened to blow up my house. And she's called me nigger.
Go ahead. Hang on a second. Relax. Don't make me start muting people, okay? Sang wanted to say something. Go ahead, Sang.
Yep, thank you. I just want to say it sounds kind of like Ginger Brooks and Brett Brown had a baby.
No, it's Ron Briner's girlfriend to be.
Let me get this straight for one second. Are you telling me that these guys are going to post more public vlogs? Is that what you're fucking telling me?
Yes, Smooth, this is an ongoing thing.
More fucking public vlogs?
Throw your phone. Do it.
Just wait till Ron Briner gets a hand on those public blogs and we're all fucked.
Oh, dude, they're going to go fucking torn style.
Dude, Ron Briner and Sue Basco are going to microwave hot dogs for lunch one day, and it's going to be love at first sight.
Speaking of Sue Basco, I'm not supposed to say too much about this because my lawyer told me not to, but she actually threatened to kill all of us with gats and choppers. I actually have a voicemail on my phone.
Yeah, she's been calling.
You guys are part of the Twitter Taliban. We need justice on Twitter.
We're the ones getting wronged, Vince. That's what you don't understand. This bitch is harassing us 24/7.
Yeah. No, I'm under emotional duress. Like, I'm going
to... I can't sleep,
I'm absolutely suing for emotional distress.
Oh, my God. Assert, I love Assert's daily tweet. Day 4 of not being banned. Oh, feel okay. Having a light breakfast. Oh, it's sunny out.
Days of our lives.
No, tomorrow's day 4.
You
today was day 3.
What?
But yeah, tomorrow's going to be the big one. I think you can go through 4 days without getting banned and you're fine. You know?
That's the official cutoff?
Yeah, when you're threatened to be banned. It's a 4-day window, and then you're straight. You can do whatever you want.
What
it's
if you
like
start counting
jeopardy.
Your
See, now that you said that, they're
going to
start
day.
Doing that on the 5th day. Thanks, bitch.
Well, no, they technically can't because it's a rule.
It's a bylaw, really.
It's a bylaw.
Obama's
exactly.
in office, and he likes to change that kind of shit.
Well, my dad's a cop. You know, he raids people all the time. And he can pretty much, like, do whatever.
Does he SWAT, too?
Yeah, he's a cop. My mom's a lawyer. And, you know, it's just, I got this shit under wraps. It's no big deal.
Hey, Op No Bro, you still alive over there?
You bet.
Just trying to check on you, old man.
You can do that anytime you want.
Ooh, baby.
I think that's an invite to come snuggle. I think we're going to have a big dude slumber party.
Well,
yeah,
actually,
that's
the
Give me
the
Russell.
That will be,
along,
you guys can take that to the green room. Take that to the green room,
Jews.
Please. I don't want that on my broadcast.
Hey,
speaking of justice, Ben, speaking of justice, I just wanted to stand in solidarity with you against the censorship of penis on Blog Talk Radio, and I think we should get something started about that.
Fuck you, Alan Levy.
Dude, come on.
What?
Chill, man.
You should totally have the right to put penis in
penis.
Your show.
No, that Jew owns
I've
all
never
the
had a problem with
BTR. In BTR.
I don't want to have a problem
Tell
with BTR.
Shmoop.
You know, I just play with their little product, and you know, we're good.
All right, Vince, I'm going to
let you
slide.
Do we have any more anonymous questions?
Only
because
you said
so. Oh, yeah, we do. I'm curious to know what kind of dehumidifier Sanguine hat is running.
Well, I have in my basement, I have, like, lots of lilies chained up, and their tears provide good humidification for me.
You're so... fucking weird thing.
I love you, Sanguine. You are my best buddy ever.
Good answer. All right. Let's see. Let's take some more calls, shall we? You know what we got to do? We're long overdue to check in with our associate producer, Jihad. He's sort of the in-show critic, ombudsman type of person. Who's going to critique the show, give us an update, tell us what we did wrong. So, Jihad, you're on. What's going on, man? What has gone wrong with the show so far?
You know what, Vince? I'm going to say that it's been a pretty good show tonight. You know, the Russell Eagers, they're really bringing it to the table. You know, and I want to stand in solidarity with these guys. They're doing your show a service tonight.
One love,
Thanks,
Jihad. Praise be to Jah.
Jihad, how's that hot-ass girlfriend going?
Which one are you talking about?
The 19-year-old one.
Oh, she's all right, you know.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, you know, I might as well say it here on Vince in the Bay, DDoS detected on the What the Fuck's IRC network.
He's
in the fucking chat here.
Somebody
won't leave us alone.
Dude, I'm not
Hi,
even
Richard.
Getting any lag.
Dick. Can I call you Dick Crashed? I'm going to do it anyway. Quit being a dick.
You badass. He just wants friends.
All we gotta do is get
Brad.
Yes, everybody makes friends by DDoSing their IRC network.
Wait,
well, don't question him. He's special.
Who, crashed?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
we got
special.
Him on the line. You guys want to talk to him?
Yeah. Oh, put him on. Absolutely.
Hell yes.
All
right, crashed. You're on. What's up?
Yo, yo, what's up?
Jesus Christ, you are a fag. Why are you DDoSing everybody? That's your thing. Everything I've read about you says you're just you DDoS chicks who don't like you. You DDoS Blog Talk Radio shows, IRC networks.
Do you listen to everything you hear?
Yes.
Well, you
have
to listen to things you hear. You don't really hear them. I mean,
that sounds pretty educated that you would do that.
Crash, where are you from? Quick.
Sounds like Detroit.
Ohio?
Oh, dude, I was so close. Come on.
What part of Ohio?
West Central.
I think it's Dr. Public.
Yeah, they are. They're on, he's got an ED page.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
That's
an ED page.
Like
so, whatever.
No,
oh, yeah.
I'm
ED
just
page
trying to get a gauge on, like, where your socioeconomic background is so I can stereotype you based upon
your
actions and other variables.
Fucking thing with all the fucking tells you right now. Crash is on here recording this shit. You fucking fat asshole. Fucking Crash. Fucking fat asshole.
Right.
You fat bitch.
Spoop, you're starting to sound
this
like
Trevor
Nigger.
This is why Spoop is the leader.
We
need a very own leader to the Russell.
Did you just say Cocoa Puffs?
Yep.
You just said Cocoa
Too
Puffs.
Much.
Just randomly. That was your reaction with Cocoa Puffs?
I think Vert should call in. Does anybody else think Vert should call in?
Oh, my God.
Yes, please call in, Vert.
Yeah, Vert's already here.
Vert, call in,
bro. I'm fucking recording this right now. Fuck.
For your asshole?
She posted on another
phone. You know what makes me mad more is that someone really posted the public log and what we were going to do, we were going to take a dump on Sebastian's car. And someone fucking ruined it.
God.
I'm about to post the public log right now.
You must realize that there's IRC logs of him making and drinking coffee before the show. So he's on the caffeine, and we need to, like, talk him down. So these are all public logs.
Guys, I want to tell you guys, I'm going to take a bath right now. Hold on. I want to take a fucking bath.
All right, no worries. No worries. Yeah, clean up. Thanks. Appreciate it, Shmoop. Okay. Okay, let's bring on, so we got another caller here. This is Jim Russell. Jim Russell, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello, Vince. This is actually Sanguinarius's brother, Jimmy Russell.
Quash.
X-Knight, you're such a faggot.
Fuck you, bitch. Hey, Crash, who do you voodoo, bitch?
X-Knight,
hey,
shut
who do you
thanks.
Voodoo?
Oh, no,
Hey, Sang. Where's my log?
Hi,
X-Knight. Sang,
fuck.
Hey, Sang. Sang, wait. Whoa.
Oh, look at that. I have X-Knight's phone.
Sang.
Oh,
where's my log, bitch? You're fired.
Bye-bye, honey.
I think I lost
in case anybody actually, anything, Dakin was like,
wow.
I'm going to go ahead and post in your chat, Vince.
What?
A direct link to a it's an art piece more than anything.
No,
I would recommend people check
the
chat right now.
Don't do it.
Hey, is it Crash girlfriend? That's my guess.
No. It's
wait,
bigger
that's his girlfriend?
Than that. Oh, wait, no, it's nowhere near bigger than his girlfriend. Sorry, I don't know what I was saying there, Jihad.
Is it as cavernous as his girlfriend?
Vert.
There's really nothing large about this.
Very, you're online.
Oh, I'm not even in. You have to put it in the IRC. Can you do that for me?
Absolutely.
Vert, you're online. Come on. Talk.
I
what a little bitch.
It feels
you're unmuted,
so good.
Vert. Why don't you talk?
Oh, thank you very much, Hammurabi.
I wasn't unmuted.
You are
you're
now,
welcome.
Bitch.
Rick, make this show awesome. I want to hear. I want to hear your fucking skating rapier wits and humor.
How is it not clear why Crash DDoSes people, like when you look at a picture of his dick?
Vince.
Why do you like looking at my dick?
Because it's available. It's on the internet.
It's on the internet. And there's no laws being broken by viewing your dick?
I like feeling better about myself.
Glory, bro.
Then you have Sanguine, who obviously, he must have sucked too much dick when he was little, is looking at my
shit.
Penis. I mean, that's disturbing.
Shit.
No, that's part of Sanguine's life, man. I mean, that's how he's grown up. How the fuck gonna make fun of somebody?
Wait, you're saying
up,
a penis on
what's
the internet
the,
is disturbing?
Speaking of, like, dick pics and all this stuff, Sang, what's with all the 200 gigs of child porn?
Whoa, wait a second.
You're trying to just deflect here, okay? I'm sorry. As much as I like to hear people make fun of Sang, we're trying to talk about your cock right now, Crashed, okay?
Yeah, this is
strictly. Well, you want it, dude?
You know how Jewish you are, Roby.
Hey, what's your Skype? I'll show it to you.
We'll just get your IP.
Shadow DXS.
All right, kids. We got to add more madness and mayhem here. We're going to bring on Satan now. This is Satan. Go ahead, Satan. You're on the air.
Hi, Master.
I've always wanted to meet Satan.
Wait, hang on. Satan, you should be there. You're unmuted. Go ahead, Satan.
Good evening, gentlemen, lady.
Hi, Master.
Well, I was hoping that your special guest tonight would have time to discuss his chest hair, his love for Pakistani girls, and his curve.
Shut up, people. Let the guy talk.
It's Pithorian.
Shut up. You can guess it later. God, you guys are dicks. You wonder why I'm here. You wonder why
Gen
I'm here.
Well,
you have to do is say Gen Emic and be
all
laughs.
That is it. Well, Jihad, you're my associate producer. You can stay.
Are those your minions?
Yeah. These are my regular callers. Are you kidding me? My special guest tonight is Sanguinarius, and you had a message you wanted to convey.
Well, not necessarily. I just wanted to introduce to maybe some in your audience that didn't know that he possessed such massive chest hair and beautiful man boobs.
That's
really?
Yeah,
very,
I'm
very
pretty proud of them.
Very good. Well, very well. You carry on there now.
Very well, then.
My glory is a bitch.
You know you're not supposed to shave your pubes and glue them on your chest, right?
Shit, Satan.
Wait, you're not? Fuck, I've been doing this wrong the whole time.
See, no. The trick is to use ass hair because it's more abundant.
Okay, we got Schmoop back. Crashed is back. Oh, we also have
Jen.
Jen, come on. This is not Jen Emick. This is another Jen. What's up, Jen?
Hi.
Bullshit.
Hi. I have a question.
Why, hello.
Ed, what's your question?
How old was that when we were dating?
Ooh.
What's up?
You
is
remember?
This Girl Friday?
Wait, were you dating? You know this girl, Jen? Were you dating her?
Is this Girl Friday?
I'm not sure. Like
no, this is
Jen.
Not Girl Friday, honey. It's a great trick.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Is this yes or just somebody say yes or no?
Yes.
This is not Girl Friday.
No.
I ask.
Oh. You sound weird anyway. Fuck off.
Might be bratty.
This is Jen.
Jen.
Seriously, I'm his ex.
Say something only Jen would know.
Okay.
I'm on Crash's CD page, and my address is still there, along with underage nude photos of me. And
uploaded by who?
They were all posted and emailed to my family and my dad's company.
Wait, it's supposed to be Emmy?
Is this Jennifer Emick?
No.
Oh, then fuck you. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Also, I was 17 in those photos, guys. Good job distributing child pornography.
You sound more trappish than...
You do sound kind of bad. That's all I got to say.
I sound really bad right now.
Why you got butt hurt?
Not
What's
really
your beef
anymore.
With saying?
He's kind of pissed he hasn't been arrested.
Probably because it's not child porn.
It is.
Can you prove it? Wait, okay.
Can I prove it? Okay.
Not that I, you know, want to know, but where is this located?
Encyclopedia Dramatica.
Okay,
this is a great
where on Encyclopedia Dramatica?
Give a shout out to
everything on that is that's your one stop shop for information on the internet right there. That's all you need.
Yeah, obviously.
Thanks for the plug, Vin.
It's always true.
Hey, you know what? And I'd like to take a moment here to say that Encyclopedia Dramatica is doing a donation drive right now. So if you want to keep the lulz alive, slide on over there and send a few bucks.
I got a tenth of a
Absolutely.
Bitcoin.
Absolutely. You have to rock it, you know. Fucking.
There's
nothing better than
easy. To all the transgender people out there for being bullied by Sue Basco.
Anyway, but my serious question becomes, Tang, are you bi?
Vert, you're off.
Well, it depends on, like, when I get up in the morning, what side my hook is tilting.
You don't know
about such a
You ever catch a fish on that thing?
I still want to know the answer to the question that was asked. How old was Jen when you dated her?
I didn't date
Sang.
Her.
Sang. Sang.
Just say Sang one.
Yes.
Can your cock tell the weather?
Like I've
if
never
it's
tried.
One way, does it indicate humidity?
Can you find water with it?
With Indian
zero.
Weather sticks that point up when bad weather's coming.
Can you tie it in the bow?
And say,
you dated me right before you faked your suicide. Remember?
Is that a female?
I didn't fake my suicide. I just...
It was real.
Yeah, it was real. She's obviously dead in a zombie.
Apparently,
she wants to do it right now.
Be on the program.
You can talk to anyone on IRC at that time.
Well, Girl Friday thought it would be funny to fake kill me on IRC, and, well, I didn't really feel like saying anything on IRC.
Hey, guys, real quick, Triv wants to say hi to everybody, so I'm just... passing along the message. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt there.
Hey, Trev. All
right, can you tell us in solidarity with her, please?
I'd also love to hear about how you lost your virginity, Tang.
Oh, it was Helga.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shadow hasn't even lost
your
virginity.
I think Tang would make a great new ED page.
No, Sue Basco first, and then Sang.
Just one time, some band camp.
Guys, for the record, I would just like to say my real name is Anub Barati, the brother of Hamar Barati.
Hey, who wants to hear me take a piss?
Oh, I did, please.
Okay.
That's
hey,
so
Sango.
Meta.
How's your carpal tunnel doing?
Better. I have an assistant now.
Oh, that's good. You got a wrist brace. I'm so happy.
I bet half the shit he says is fucking bullshit.
I bet none of it is.
He lies constantly.
You know what, man,
that's kind
that?
Of funny. You calling people liars.
Top of the car drive was Girl Friday and it got leaked on the internet. You guys should check out her blog. Bye.
Is Shadow still on here?
Yes.
How's your mad hacking skills going?
Wonderful, man.
Wonderful?
I hacked me a turtle today.
You hacked a turtle?
Yeah.
You're
fucking
Richard Roby is a dick.
Prince of the Bay.
Wow. And there's still 49 people on here scrolling their balls off. I mean,
we can take
Jimmy
more.
D. Russell, man. Like, this is a pretty successful name.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah,
hey,
dude,
hey. Hang on
awesome.
A second. Hang on a second. I was just in the green room having a good time with Amber. Who's
anyway.
I want everybody to say hello to Amber. She's now here with us on the panel.
Hello with Amber and you.
Hi guys.
Hi Amber.
What's up, Amber?
Hello, Amber.
Hello, Amber.
This is Amber Lyon.
So Amber and I were just kind of hanging out. Green room.
Let us in the club.
Us,
we don't touch this
club. Okay, that's it. That's it.
Fuck
Earl
for a moment.
I've been in a... What the fuck? You know,
someone
this,
got 40 ounces.
Yeah, you better. Because,
we shocked up by this in the club.
All right, dude. Everybody muted. Amber, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
Thanks again for the green room a minute ago. That was fun.
Yes, it was. Thanks for sending me a message that you were having a show tonight.
Yeah. Well, I lucked out tonight. I got a really popular guest, and there's just been a shit ton of callers, and everybody's got a boner to talk to this dude. So I don't have to do shit. I just put him on here, and no, it's not Amber Lyon. It's not Amber Lyon. This is Amber the stripper from Michigan. Now I'm off. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh yeah, so I got this great guest. I have a huge panel tonight, so I'm able to spend more time with you in the green room tonight.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, did you meet my special guest, Sang? Say hi to Sang.
Hi, Sang.
Hi.
How are you? Doing good. You got the phone line busy, huh?
Yep, it feels really good.
Pretty popular guy, are you?
Apparently so. Yeah.
Hey, Sang, I have a question.
Yeah?
My question is, what kind of music do you like?
Well, all kinds of music, but I usually have a fondness for industrial heavy metal and, you know, like the orchestrated metal, like Nightwish and stuff.
That's like devil music, dude.
Yep, I know.
That's
especially
not cool.
Nine Inch Nails.
Really? All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back, wrap up the live portion of the show, and then bring on more callers. And take this as far as it has to go. It can only go another hour and 15 minutes at most. So as long as people want to stay on the line, it's all good. But just remember, in 15 minutes, the show goes off the air live. So in order to listen to the rest of the show, the last hour of overtime, you need to be called into the show. And once you're called in, you're locked in. If you drop off the call, you can't call back in. It sucks. We can't call out. So in order to hear the whole thing all the way through, you have to call in within the next 15 minutes. 15 minutes. So with that said, I'm going to dip into the archives here and pull out a track for Sang. This is for you. This is a little bit of Nine Inch Nails. This is probably my favorite Nine Inch Nails song. And we're going to rock out with our cocks out and be right back.
attuned to disorderly conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel corso.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, motherfucking J.O. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay sticking it out here for another less 9 minutes live, and then we'll go into the bonus period. I'm going to give big ups to all my people tweeting. One Nodis, X Knight, Joshua Gillis, Melissa 13. Oh, who else do we have? Loki. Loki called in. I put him on timeout, and he left before I could put him back on. But I appreciate Loki coming through. I appreciate all the calls. This has been fantabulous. This has really been a lot of fun. Been extraordinary to be overwhelmed with so much. I still have a ton of anonymous messages for several of our panelists who we're going to get to in a moment. But before we do that, we need to, of course, do one final chat room. What's it called? Chat room roll call. So, without any further ado, here's chat room roll call with Hammurabi's code. Go ahead, Hammurabi.
Oh, shit, I got to pull your site back up. Hold on.
Okay. Come on, dude, there's tons
All
of
right.
people in there.
I'd like to take a non-sicko, Acer, MacFags, Vexray, Blitzy, Breakbeat Junkie, Caddy Idiot, Chaos Cupid, check your fucking pigeon, Chaos Cupid, how many times I have to say it, Dougie Dougie, Guess, Guess 1545. I'm not even going to go through that shit. So many of them. I Eat Cake, Kamon Ra, Some Faggot, Liberal One, LOS, Kid A, Malicious Storm, Meets Ghost, what's up, Meets? Muh, Norwak, Nikki Smokes a lot, what's up, Nikki? Night Angel, what's up, Night? You had a lot of chicks in here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Some Fag, Robert West.
Hello, ladies. Vince in the Bay loves you. And we'll make love to you every night if you want me to.
We'll do that. Rep Dan. What's up, Rep Dan? Shotgun 91. Speakeasy. The Fire Dog. Thomas Vesema. X Knight. And X You Out.
Fantastic. There we go. And that's chat room roll call. All right, so thank you folks for listening. Once again, we've got a full panel tonight. Hammurabi's Code, Kamonra, Shadow DXS, Vert, Sicko, Asshurt, MacFags, Crashed, Schmoop, X-Knight, and a few other yet-to-be-screened callers. And we're going to go into overtime. If you want to join us, remember, there's only 4 minutes left to get in on the call, or 5 minutes left, sorry, whatever. the live broadcast will be ending soon, but I want to thank my special guest tonight, Sang, thank you so much for sticking it out here with me, and I really appreciate you listening. Has this been the first time you've listened to my show, or have you heard it before this?
Actually, first time.
Okay. Cool. I hope you could tolerate it.
It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I could tell you got excited.
Yep, I'm very excited right now.
You should call back in, Sang.
Wow. Okay. Let's bring everybody back. And we have, once again, Kimonra. Kimonra, did you have anything that you wanted to say to Sang?
No, I'm done with him.
Oh, is there something you wanted to say to somebody else?
No, I'm done with them, too.
Okie dokie. Shadow DXS, you're back. Anything for Sang, our guest, or Hammurabi, or anybody else on the panel?
Yeah, I just wanted to officially hand Sanguine back his troll card tonight.
Thank you, Shadow.
But you still need to drop that shit about Jester, or stop crying about it.
Mm-hmm. Haven't said much lately, besides for the usual trolling.
Yeah, you've been goat fucking in Minecraft and your ass off recently, so it's understandable. But anyways, now that you got your troll card back, I expect that you and I are going to tag team the Twitters more often.
Yeah, it'll be kind of like the good old days again, maybe.
Like Batman and Robin.
The Terror Twins of Twitter.
Yep.
Sorry, had to give you some Robin-style rhetoric there.
Speaking of Jestra, yeah. Actually said that me and Shadow
were
the Jupa Trolls.
Vert has been on the whole entire fucking time. I was going to... sorry, Vert, you're there, Vert. Vert has been on the whole time, dude.
That's kind of what I thought.
Why?
Because he's bitching about it in chat. Like, he's got a lot of important things to say.
Go ahead, Vert.
Yeah,
what are you going to say? What are you going to say, Vert?
On.
Huh?
Vin, dude, what the fuck?
What?
I've been fucking on fucking non-online for the last hour.
You were unmuted, dude.
No.
You're unmuted now, though. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, just before closing. Thanks, Vince.
Well,
someone's mad.
You've been on hold
overtime
with like 25 other people.
Can you leave Vert unmuted all through overtime as a favor, please?
No problem.
Awesome.
Unmuted.
Overtime is the best
time,
Vert. Just stay on. Okay. Everybody who's on right now, stay on because overtime kicks ass.
Yeah.
I'm
all right.
I want to ask fucking Vince why the fuck you wouldn't let me a fucking talk.
And why I wouldn't loan you a taco?
Yeah, Vince, why wouldn't you let Vert fucking talk?
Oh, I wasn't keeping you from talking. I said you were unmuted.
No, dude. Fucking, I haven't been able to talk since ever. I've been having a hard time talking now.
I'm sorry that happened, but you're talking now. So go ahead. What did you want to say? Hello? Is this on?
Jack shit. That's what he wanted to say.
All right. Sicko, you're back.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, nothing much. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Not much. Kind of wanting to get back to go play some chess, but other than that, I don't know.
Do you have any questions for Sang?
No, I mean, honestly, this is the first interactions I think I've ever had with him. Nice to meet you, bro. I always thought you were, like, some kind of, like, anti-anon person, to be fair. That's probably why we've never talked.
Well, I am and I'm not. It's rather mixed.
I don't usually spend a lot of time dealing with people who are anti-non, which is why we've never interacted before, but nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice
to meet you.
Is
that why
you
think I'm a faggot? Because I'm anti-anonymous?
Do what?
Dude, you're going to drop anonymous at some point.
To me?
I guarantee you. Yes, sicko.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
You will. I promise you. At some
I'm not one of these new bags or one of these skinnies running around. I'm actually trying to do real shit, so.
And the real shit that I'm trying to do is bolstered by
the anonymous network that I'm a part of.
It's going to not make you that anonymous. That's number one. But number two, it's anonymous, dude. Come on.
Dude, you'd be better off doing your own shit.
Absolutely.
As an independent.
I do my own shit, too. Not everything I do is anonymous.
Like, anything that you would do that would associate yourself with that group and all of the history that they've done would actually damage any quote-unquote good shit that you claim that you're doing.
It depends on what part of the history you look at. I don't think you were here last night when we were having this discussion. It just all depends on what side of the history you look at. And that's one of the things I like about Anonymous is the fact that that there are both sides, that Anonymous is kind of all over the place.
Right. They have done some good things, but unfortunately, from where I'm looking from, they haven't really done enough to even come close to atone for their actions as a whole or as individuals.
Well, that's because you're looking at it from you already hate Anonymous.
Well, no, see, I don't hate all of Anonymous.
You hate the idea of Anonymous. Anything that Anonymous does in your eyes is tainted.
You're putting words in my mouth.
Truth be told, I honestly don't give a shit what people think about Anonymous.
Okay, apparently I was mistaken. Anyways.
Mad.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Asshurt Mac Fags, you're back on. What's up?
How's it going?
Oh,
thank you.
So much better now that you're
here.
I'm talking to the lady. Do you mind? Do you mind?
Oh, lady.
So, Asshurt, what's on your mind right now?
Not much. I am probably going to go to bed soon. However, I'm just listening to you guys banter on and off.
Are you on your jammies yet?
Actually, no, I'm not. It's surprising me.
What are you wearing?
I am by this point in time.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing some brown boots, black leggings, and a brown woolen dress.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a good, nice fall outfit.
How high do the boots go up?
The boots are like right.
Go
and like kind of like worn brown leather boots.
They're
pretty hot.
I don't think are they like really long boots? Or what's up?
No, I mean they go like right above or right below the knee. Like
that's so fucking hot. That's awesome. I love big, long boots. Oh, my God. I'm chicks. Ugh, especially black leather ones that they're real tight. Oh, my God.
they're not leather. Or, I mean, they're not black, but they're brown, which goes with the Midwest. The Midwest is a totally different style than fucking the Bay Area.
Is that you
like
you're fapping on the other end?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
Furiously.
Speaking of, Amber is back with us, of course. Amber, how are you doing?
Hey.
What's up, hey. Amber?
Hey there.
I like those boots he was describing. Those are sexy. Aren't they?
Yeah, where can I buy boots like that?
I got them like 3 or 4 years ago. I forget where. But they're one of some of those boots that, you know, will last you a couple seasons.
I've got other boots too, but he's probably my favorite.
Cool.
I don't have favorite boots.
I got a pair of shoes. It's my favorite pair of shoes because it's my only one.
I love cowboy boots.
Me too.
I love flip flops.
Fucking awesome.
So,
MacFax, I'm guessing the reason why you like cowboy boots because you like have spurs on them, so you can like ride some dirty little boys with them. Am I right?
Oh no! Don't put that image in my head, Segwin.
Wow.
She'd be like a stick shifting the. Yeah.
Wow.
Giddy up.
Oh my god.
My brain itches.
All right. Hey, we got to bring Shmoop back on. Shmoop. And I have an anonymous question for Shmoop, too. So let's see. Where is he? Shmoop, are you there?
All right. Well, first thing is that you might want to bring that on for me because what I was actually planning to do is I was going to actually plan to lurk the rest of the show because my phone is about to die. I'm going to go into the living room and just charge it and listen to you guys talk here. So you might want to bring that Anon on right now. Or I haven't asked the question.
Which Anon? Everybody's on. That's on.
Oh, I thought you said somebody had a question for me.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, the anonymous question. Okay, here it is. It's
yes.
What is Shmoop's proudest accomplishment as a member of the Russell League?
That's got to be a little bit odd, I think. I guess you could count. I mean, I don't know if you can count Soldier Boy because that was the last thing Eugene Nazi ever did, and that was pretty much, you know, myself. But, right now I can't think off the top of my head. I think just wrestling Jennifer Emmings Jimmy's, I mean, to the point where she thinks that I sent a hitman to her house.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Winning!
That was absolutely. I couldn't believe her response. Literally, like that woman has some real fucking problems. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and lurk for the rest of the show, Vince. But I'd actually like to say a few things. It's like Anon Sicko said. There's some bad anonymous, and I won't lie. You know, there's the internet hate machine, which is completely bad, and then there's the other anonymous, which considers themselves to be ethical, and well, how would I put it? They pretty much consider themselves to be good. And there's some bad in that good. But I wouldn't count Anon Sicko as one of those bad people, guys. That's all I got to say. I've known Sicko for a while. If anyone wants to have a discussion with us about me, I'll be in my IRC, which if anyone wants to come in, that's completely fine. The info is on the Rough League Twitter. Anyway, Vince. Thank you for bringing me on here. I'm just going to wait for the rest of the show and throw my headphones on and listen to you guys.
Right on. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for coming through.
Thanks, man.
There he goes. Shmoop, everybody. Shmoop. Thanks for coming out. There you go. We do have also X Knight. It was on timeout, I think. He's back. X Knight, what's up? Are you butthurt?
Oh, no, I just want to know if I hurt Sanguine's brown eye when I fired him.
Seriously, that's the only thing you got?
Oh, come on, man. I asked you. I begged
you. Hold on, X-Knight, I got a serious question for you, bro.
Why are you such a faggot?
No, shut up, Harry. We're going to get to the bottom of this. X-Knight, why do you try so hard to fit in? I mean,
well, you know, honestly, the only reason I even called in today was actually to call out that little fucking chomo Sang over there.
That's what I'm talking about right there. You take that insult in just the gayest way fashion.
No, this is not meant to be an insult. It's simply the truth. I mean, his ex-girlfriend came on here trying to tell us all earlier. He went around.
Answer the question. Answer the question.
She was
this isn't about Sanguine. This is not about Sanguine Rose.
16-year-old girls and, you know, X-Knight. Like new photos. out on the fucking internet, emailing them to her parents, emailing them to
Stash. Listen to me.
School.
This isn't about Sanguine. It's about you. What the fuck is your problem?
My problem is I don't like fucking pedos, dude. That's my fucking problem.
Well, how about when Sanguine didn't call on the show and you were still a fucking raging faggot?
Dude,
what?
Raging faggot, the question, I see here is you. The only raging faggot I see here is you.
Oh, X-Knight, the reason why I haven't dropped anything that I said I was, because honestly, you're just so mad that I'm not, that it entertains me.
Admit it, you don't have shit. The only thing you fucking keep on your hard drive, dude, is fucking pics of underage girls. That's all you fucking keep, dude.
And goes.
Yeah, totally X-Knight.
And then when we fucking drop your logs, you go disappear for like 3 fucking days. Come back and act like
you're fucking
happy.
Dude, you don't get it. You were like the superfluous fucking fart in the wind that just flew by. You came, you gone, and everybody just kind of went, ew.
Well, hey, tell you what, you stand up for a fucking pedophile, what's that make you? You stand up for you, dude. I'm calling up the chomo up here on his fucking pedophilia.
So,
y'all want to know what that's all about?
Like,
hey man, different
strokes for
different folks.
Hold up. What is it about underage little fucking girls that gets you off, you sick fuck?
They have young, smooth skin and shaved pussies.
That's fucking sick. That is fucking sick.
Just go
I like girls with boobs and developed vaginas.
You are the scum of the fucking earth, dude.
Coming from
dude,
you, that's
I don't
not
know
really much of a fucking...
From.
You know
the
what I
thing that I know for sure says
hey,
fuck
shut the fuck up.
Girl
you know what
writing.
I fucking do to pedophile.
And she's like 39, maybe older.
Yeah, 39
it's
now.
It seems odd that somebody who would fuck a 39-year-old... would fuck a kid.
Yeah,
no
the
offense,
same dude that fucks a 39-year-old, look, the same dude that fucks a 39-year-old also wanted to fuck a 16-year-old. Now he's a fucking 16-year-old.
Can you prove the fact that she was a minor?
You'd be dead. If that was my fucking daughter, you'd be dead.
Actually, I'd love to see you do
what
that shit.
You, hold up. You shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, faggot. I'll do what the fuck
bro.
I want.
Come on, X-Knight. Come at me. Come on.
You
take
mad?
A trip
you
down
mad,
here.
You sick fuck.
Yes, X-Knight. Say that I'm a sick fuck quarter.
Listen, all
kind
I
of makes me hard.
Is your days are fucking numbered. You
no,
little fucking
not.
Show mode. Sick
you're
fucking
mad.
Bastard.
Peace.
Mad.
Oh, dude.
So
dude, don't. Oh, rage quit. God damn it. Oh.
What? What
happened?
Dude,
did he rage quit?
On your
show rage quit.
You made X-Knight rage quit. That is awesome.
That sucks, because you know what? I was just about to bring on XU out, who I'm bringing on anyway. He was going to get on the action. But sorry, XU out. I think Shadow beat you to the punch.
Well, it's always a pleasure when somebody rage quits.
Or, I mean,
like that.
Sang. No, he was raging at Sang, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was
yep.
Sang.
Oh, I wasn't helping anything, though.
Yeah. There's this girl that called that sounded like a man. That's Crash's ex-E girlfriend. And the pics that were posted were from Crashed capping their Skypey convos, and she
Skyper.
Was
that one or the skinnier one?
The skinnier one.
Okay.
Yeah, she's an exactly
jack
skinnier.
I want to jack off the leukemia board. What's up?
So yeah, X-Knight and them are going on the bandwagon of trying to say that I'm a raging pedophile for. Posting a chick, even if she was underage, she has, like, gigantic tits and stuff.
Oh, God, I'm such a sucker
yeah.
for tits, dude. Dude,
Dude,
we're
I do show every day.
Hello?
Did he just say that?
What?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
am
my
muted?
God. Sake.
Yeah, no, you're not muted.
No,
yes, you are muted.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, Asshurt. How you doing?
Thanks for not getting off, Asshurt.
Hi,
I'm
Asshurt. I'm
on the phone now.
Rick? What's up,
who's
Shadow?
Who's on speakerphone? Since I'm
what's
in.
Up? What's up, Hanny? What's up, everyone? Is Kamora Chameleon on?
Chameleon?
Kamora, or whatever.
X-Mike, bitch, are you on?
Yeah.
That's X-Mike's girlfriend.
Vince, is Kamora on?
Nope. Kamora left. She's gone.
Who's
they're gone
who's on?
For the
do a roll call.
All right, let's see who we got. We got 13 callers.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. This is going to be fun. Unmute everybody and make those fuckers mute themselves, Vince.
Well, Schmoops is self-muted. He's not. He's just listening. Oh, you guys got to hear this guy. This one guy. You ready for this guy? I have no idea what his deal is. He won't tell me. I've seen his call like 3 times.
He's just mad.
Good. Put him on now. All
right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You ready?
Do it.
Yeah.
All right, caller, yes. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Is that Gatsu?
No, it's not.
Probably is.
It's Gatsu? Oh,
caller.
My God.
Caller, you were on hold. You have a blocked number. You're on the air. Hello?
Incredibly boring, so it is Gatsu.
Like, looking at his albino girlfriend being like, I don't know what the fuck to say.
Yeah, I guess he
doesn't know he's on.
Just disconnect his ass. Jesus Christ.
Learn how to fuck your telephone, nigger.
Sometimes
roll
you just gotta trim the fat.
Roll call.
Roll call. Fuck you.
Roll call!
I want to know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, where the fuck's Hanny?
Nassab, a.k.a. Jamie Cochran, Chicago, Illinois. Come find me.
Okay,
Brandon
Pike,
Soda Beach Ward, a.k.a. Shadow DXS.
Nice.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
Jesus Christ. I just want to hear McFags talk. Tell us a story, McFags. Just ad lib.
I just heard that, didn't I?
You want me to tell you a story?
Yes.
Am I fucking muted?
No, you're not.
Is that right. Bert?
Yes, it is.
Everybody's unmuted to have
their
hand up.
Bert
awesome.
Is rage.
Yeah, Bert's good. I want to hear McFags tell a nice Christmas story.
You're the weirdest.
What is your obsession with Christmas? Did you not have a decent Christmas when you were a kid, X you out?
To be honest, I spent the last, since 2004, I don't know, 7 Christmases in bed doing infusions. So, yeah, I'm trying to work this shit out. I want to be Holly Jolly.
Come to Daytona for Christmas and I'll make you Holly or Holler, whatever.
I'll be there.
Well, then.
That's a weird offer.
Yeah, he's like that. So tell me, McFags, what's your best Christmas memory that you can think of?
Probably, I know my grandparents have they're like retired. My grandpa has Alzheimer's, and my grandma like pretty much takes care of them. They live in like a retirement village, and we went to visit them one Christmas, and myself, my 2 sisters, my mother, the whole family got really drunk. And us 3 in particular were just like, or us 4 in particular, were just total blasted. And this village, you could just drive a golf cart around. And yeah, it was Christmas, the night before Christmas Eve. And I was driving the golf cart, and like somehow we got on the highway. And the cop pulled us over, and I was drinking, like, whiskey, wine, beer, what have you. Like, it was really bad. And I ended up, like, talking my way out of it somehow. Like, I passed the sobriety test, and they, like, escorted us home. But I was, like, hammered as fuck, so.
Okay.
That's my Christmas story.
Great story. Thanks, McFags, for sharing that.
Cool story,
yeah.
Girl.
And Shmoop wants you to unmute him.
Oh, okay. There you go, Shmoop.
Hello? What's up, Shmoop? What's up, dog? Not much. I actually had one more thing on my mind here, if you guys don't mind. And I hope that you're listening, Lorenz. I hope you're listening, Mr. Gatsu. You know, unless you guys get my docs right, you guys aren't fucking worth my time. Come on, dude. I mean, this
hey,
is bullshit. You know, what?
Shmoop.
What's up?
I'm going to drop public logs.
I'm terrified. But anyways, like I was saying, you know, I've called you guys out for months already. You guys haven't done really anything. Except for Mr. Gatsu. I've only called Matt for... I haven't actually even called him out. He's actually not even worth my time. But anyways, point is, unless you guys get a docs of me that's actually correct in about a week, 24 hours, that's on you. I'll give you a week. How about that? Guys, I'll give them a week. If they don't get it right, I'll just block them, and that's it. They're not worth my fucking time. Fuck those kids, dude. Because, like, I'm just sick of Mr. Gatch running his mouth on Twitter to ReaperSec when ReaperSec's going to shove their fucking site up his ass. But that's all I have to say. Also, Crash is dead and can't actually do anything.
Crash has, like, I know for a while he was exploiting Cisco routers. And, he was using
passwords,
them.
Like lead hackers.
Yep.
The thing I
he,
the thing I with Crash is I heard he got owned by Nakash already. So what could you do to him?
Hey, Shmoop, did you say that that were you calling out all of Anonymous? Because I can tell you why all of Anonymous can come after you. Like
no.
I hope all of Anonymous comes after me.
So, you know I love you, brother. Smoot knows I love him. You know, he knows how our relationship is. The reason why the Hive didn't come after you is because most of us just, we're doing other shit. You know, we don't care about these dox wars that are going on, you know. But now, these other people like this Mr. Gatz, whoever, never even heard of him. He seems to have... taking it upon himself to go to war with some of you, please feel free to own them. They don't represent what most of us are trying to do.
And that's what I like to hear. I mean, like I said, you know why Mr. Gatsby can't... I mean, it took him 3 weeks to get Shadow DX's docs. That was on Doxbin. I mean,
it's a joke, man.
They're on Google. All you had to do was fucking search my fat ass up and, oh, look, there's Brendan Pike.
I mean, it took him 3 weeks to get that.
He tried to dox an IRC bot.
That's like people who are just now finding out my first name and shit like that, when that shit's been on fucking Pastebin since a month after I created my Twitter account.
Right. But the thing I'd like to say is that... I'm sorry for interrupting, but the thing is, I'd like to say, these kids don't do anything because they suck, dude. It's like Gatsby. He won't do anything because he sucks. It's like Lorenz. Lorenz is not worth his time, but he goes on and he rants about me on Twitter. But in reality, he won't do anything because he sucks. He can't do anything.
And don't get me wrong, I understand that there's a lot of that with an Anonymous. But I wish people would quit trying to attribute that to Anonymous. It's kind of like this whole hunter
the problem.
Shit.
They're rocking the Anonymous badge.
Sure.
I get that.
But the thing is y'all are attributing what a handful of jackasses are doing to the entire collective. You know what I mean?
It
just so happens.
No, but that's like saying every American out there likes Honey Boo Boo. All right. Does anybody here listen? Or does anybody listening right now watch Honey Boo Boo?
I love Honey Boo Boo.
No, but I do need to go back to my room, and I'm going to put my phone back on mute, but I'm going to go ahead and listen, guys. Vince, I'm sorry for interrupting you. Just thought I'd get that out to the resident, Mr. Gatsby, if they're listening.
Penis.
You know. But, like, what I'm saying, nobody on this show, except for maybe Shadow, watches Honey Boo Boo, and that's because he's hoping when she turns 18, maybe he can holler at her, but...
I might have a chance. Seriously,
I don't either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody, but yet all Americans get attributed to watching Honey Boo Boo, and that shit's not accurate either. Do you see my point there?
No, you fucking changed the subject.
No, I don't see your point.
Anonymous is Legion.
You fucking changed the subject.
Anonymous is Legion, and we should follow them wherever they go, because they're always right, because majority rules, etc.
They don't forgive.
Oh, come on. They're fucking
kidding. Yeah, and what was up with Anonymous? Who was it? Anonymous IRC talking about maybe we should start forgiving? Oh, my God. That shit is so fucking put. Oh,
are you serious?
Yes. Oh, I shit you not. Anonymous IRC was talking about that they should.
No,
maybe we should start forgiving. No. It's on Twitter.
No, you're lying.
You didn't judge anybody in the first place, man. Fuck them.
I'm pretty sure Anonymous IRC is a FBI agent.
I'm
a group of FBI agents.
Do
you remember when I got him to join a Wrestle League?
Who?
Huh?
Anonymous IRC. Were you there for that?
No, I don't
know. I don't know what you're saying, creepy voice.
They were all talking about Anonymous IRC, so I pinged the guy at Jabba who ran the account, and he came in and trolled you all.
Okay.
I don't remember that. I don't know what you're saying, but okay. In fact, if y'all ever see me on IRC, tweet at me and make sure it's me, because the only time I've ever gone on IRC was for Op Israel.
Yeah, that's because you're a fag.
Sure. Maybe so, but...
And I kicked Shadow.
The only IRC I go on is fucking What the Fucks and occasionally the GNAA, but that's about it.
That's because of Rule 16, there are no girls on the internet.
Well... Luckily for you, that's a trap you're talking to.
Oh, yeah, I know she's a fucking tranny.
So then why are you holding the rules, bro?
I'm not a tranny, though. Like, I'm a
woman. I'm absolutely
100% female. So it's pretty much irrefutable. At this point,
you're a fag. You love dudes, so you got a vagina.
I don't know. I love dudes. Don't get me wrong.
The woman.
I love fucking cock.
Oh my
I take it
God,
up the ass
like
all the time.
My fucking ear.
And
ugh.
It's fucking great. It's fabulous.
Bastard.
Have you ever
love
taken
God.
A fucking
shut
cock
up
your ass? Oh my God. Rubbing your fucking prostate.
Please mute it.
Fucking fantastic. Oh my God.
You know what? I'm going to start talking about my
grabbing your tits, pounding you from behind.
I got like stretch marks and body fat. It's just like fucking. It's like a weird
smack
of cheese.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let me know where the fuck Cammy is. Hammurabi's code and ass hurt are the same person.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Stick your dick in my fucking
code
pussy.
Loves it in the fucking ass.
Let McFags talk. What
no,
did
don't
say?
Let that. No.
Damn,
no. Shut the fuck up.
I need a fucking dick in my fucking pussy so bad.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What am I? I can't. I'm going to turn music back on.
I want to pull.
I know, right? It would definitely suck to be Hammerati because. Yeah, confirmed to be a tranny.
Oh, I want to go to Chicago. Now.
Yeah, nigga.
Hey, did you guys hear?
Huh?
Come, McFags, come back in my tiny chat. I miss you.
I'm in my tablet now. I'm not going to go on the same chat. Maybe.
Please.
Give me your dick.
I'd like to talk a little bit more. Yeah.
That was getting creepy.
So how about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, my phone's about to die. So I'll holler at you guys later. Everybody be safe, have fun, love you all, except for Shadow because he's a fat faggot.
That he is.
Have a good night, bro. Who do we got left, then?
It feels so good. So good. Yes, Hammy. So good.
Yeah, Hammy's fucking...
Such a dirty little boy.
Russell League.
Oh, my gosh. Say my name, answer it. Just say X. Oh, just do it. Do it.
What the fuck happened here? I come back... And I
and
cannot believe the faggotry I'm greeted by.
And you're fat.
You mad?
No. But it is interesting. You guys keep going. I'll be back.
I'm going to touch myself now.
I won't be, but obviously you're a fucking liar.
I think I'm going to go now anyways. I have to go take care of things.
Yeah, you'll whack off.
So, yeah.
See you later. Good talking with you.
Yep, you too.
Bye.
Yeah, I'll keep on banning you.
No,
feels good.
Same. You're fucked. Mm-hmm. I got a voice print, so I'm reporting it to the feds and everyone.
Oh my god, that's so gay.
Shit, I'm getting off now. I don't want to get banned.
Ooh, you heard his normal voice. What's saying?
Yeah, that's your man voice or ass hurt.
My man voice?
Oh,
yeah, like how you used to be.
Yeah, you don't know how I used to sound.
Just say the alphabet.
I know how you used to look, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Enjoy.
Let's hear your old voice, come on.
Huh?
Let's hear your old voice.
I don't even think I can do it anymore.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
No, like, it, like, hurts. It basically,
right.
Sounds like I'm trying to sound like my voice is low.
Hey, what did I miss? Sorry, I was in the.
Ben,
I was in
get the fuck out.
I was in the. I was
hey,
in the
just,
green room
hey,
with.
Get the fuck out.
With Amber, what's up? What did I miss?
Damn it, Ben, get the fuck out.
Not
dude,
really that much, Ben.
My guest rage quit. What happened? Everybody left.
Shadow
left.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave now that you came back.
All right, cool. So
nice.
What did I miss?
It was, like, right in the middle, and you came back and ruined it.
Oh, you guys were just about to nut? My bad. I give you blue balls?
We were making the flippy floppy, and
exactly.
A lot of people got mad. A lot of people got mad and rage quit because I was making the flippy floppy, but...
Wow, my apologies
whatever.
To my guest. Anyway.
Who's here now? 20
okay.
people.
I will give you a rundown of what we have left of this miserable enterprise called Disorderly Conduct.
It was so great before you came back.
Okay, we have Hammurabi's Code, Vert, Assert MacFags, Schmoop, XU Out, and Amber the Stripper.
Hey.
Well, you and Amber have fun. Have a great night.
Hi.
Love you all.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm awesome right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have all your Christmas decorations set up, or are you behind the eight ball?
No, it's too early.
Awesome. I miss hearing your voice, Amber. How you been?
I'm doing really, really good. Watching some awesome porn, you know? Kicking back, listening to you guys ramble on about, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I have no idea either. But hey, yeah, here I am.
You're
is that an elevator?
Yeah, complete chaos. That's what it is. That's why I love when we have the, it gives me plenty of time to have some alone time in the green room with you, Amber.
Oh, I love the green room with you. We don't get it enough.
But, you want to go back in there?
Oh, I'd love to go. I'm going in the green room with you anytime, baby.
Right, let's do it. Okay, so there you go. You get the lineup. It's Hammurabi's Code. Ask her.
Oh, my God.
Schmoop.
She doesn't even charge you.
X you out.
I'd charge right,
guys,
your
have,
ass.
Have
that
fun.
Shit.
Have fun. BRB.
It's kind of sad. I would totally charge Vince for that. So no one's talking, so...
Oh, I'm talking, baby.
Have a good
I'm
night.
Listening. No. Don't be hanging up.
No,
don't
I'm going to bed. Take it easy.
Well, good night. Sweet dreams. Big fags. But don't leave us right now. Please. Right. So everybody's just,
Who all is still on here?
I'm here.
Great. Who else? Who else is on here?
I don't think anybody.
Did I get stuck in a green room with you somehow?
Either we got stuck in the green room, or...
Were you just talking shit at me or something?
Me?
Yeah! How did we end up in the green room? I was listening to music and loading a bull, and then I come in here and it's just you and me.
I was talking to McFags, and she said good night, and I've been sitting here since, so I don't think we got green room. I know that Vince
was just like, fuck it, Amber. I don't have the heart sticking it out for the next 20 minutes probably.
I think we're good, man. I think we're still here, but I don't think we're in the... How does one know if you're in a green room? I don't think I've ever been in it. Does it, like, do that, you know, how you know when you get muted, it says muted or unmuted? Does it notify you if you're in the green room? Because I don't know if I've ever been.
No, there's no way to find out when you're in overtime.
Well, come in my tiny chat. We got 14 people in there now, bro.
What's your tiny chat? X you out?
Yeah, with a zero. Yep. There's some good peeps in there right now. Hammy Loki's on cam. Been on cam for a while. So, yeah, come on in. I'll post the link. I posted it. Great.
close to three.
I don't need a link, bro.
Not even close to two. Well,
have
maybe.
You added as a contact?
We got other people here.
You're in a different fucking time zone, aren't you?
Fuck
yeah, I am.
Wait. We're all back.
Alright, you gotta look at, click that link that Rup Dan just posted, because you gotta think about it. You got a representative who's following Russell Lee. I think it looks pretty fucking funny.
I think he's following me.
That's pretty good, dude.
That's a
what the fuck is that?
She's pounding that shit good, though. She makes Shadow look like
hey,
shit.
Hey, you fucking rap, man.
Stephanie
has 40
pounds. Dude, why is your ass that way?
Well, Shadow?
Oh, my God.
I thought I was alone in seeing that. Thank you for saying that. I mean, is that a dust stain on her fucking ass?
Yeah.
I mean,
like a boss.
I've been with that shit for hours.
Alright, we can all hear what I'm talking about.
What's up, Rex?
What's up, man?
I still haven't figured out X is Irish, Italian, Texan.
He's
Italian, motherfucker. Shit. What do you mean, really?
Wait, I don't know anything.
First of all, that boy's got just as much of a fucking East Coast accent as, you know, as you do, Loki, your Italian ass.
Let me get this straight. Is S Smoop?
Yeah.
That's not Smoop.
You're going to promote me to the vice leader of Russell League if I write 40 ounce and Russell League on my man can.
Okay. I do not want to see that shit.
I do. Don't click my fucking link.
I do. X, do you remember that time he grabbed his tits and pulled them up? We were on TC and he grabbed his tits and pulled them up and you were like, what the fuck?
He still jacked off that night, too. Speak
easy.
Yeah, that's not... Nice.
Who was that? Him?
Yeah, that's
fucking bitch. Oh, Blitzy, you on? No shit. I got some of this. Blitz, you on this in the bush? I'm hearing me. I'm hearing dead people.
There's one of these rumblings in here, dude.
Just keeping it real. Yeah, we all just. I miss you, babe. Seriously, man. I miss sorry, I seen with you. I don't know where you are anymore with that. I only hang in Russell League and Graveyard. That's only two IRCs I do. FNet, no. I went to Charles. And it was gone, so come into Russell League or Graveyard, whatever. Always enjoyed talking to you today. I'm talking to my people on Tiny Chat, so. This show is still on. Hello. Yo, Hemi. Hello?
Yeah, he was about some cool shit. I don't even motherfucking. I'm gonna get off this Vince and like fucking gay show. Bye.
Sweet. Everybody's gone.
Oh, my God. That was hot.
Oh, my God. That was probably the most fun I've ever had in the green room.
Oh. I'll go in that room with you anytime if you're going to talk to me like that.
Oh, absolutely. Every night. Well, it looks like everybody else left. It's just you and me. There's one person listening, but they're not. They're just listening. They're not
checking it out.
Yeah, they're just a voyeur. That's cool. That was a fun show. I missed half of it because I was in with the green room with you. But did you have fun?
Yes. I love coming. Yes, I have. I always have fun with you.
I mean the show. Did you enjoy the show?
Yes, I enjoyed the show very much. It was a great show.
Yeah, I had a popular guest. I don't know why he's so popular, but whatever.
Would you say his name was Sagittarius?
No. His name is Sanguinarius Rose. He goes by Sanguinarius Rose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty popular guy from what it
sounds like. Dude. I think that's the biggest, the highest ratings I've had since I did the anti-brony show.
Sweet.
Yep. Like I set a new record. Oh, wow. Damn. I'm so spent now. I just want to, like, pass out.
Really? I'm ready for round two.
Oh, really? Okay. We can go back into the green room because we don't want to do it on air because that would be explicit. I don't want... I fear the children will be downloading this.
Children are up to slate.
No, but in the podcast, people... Can,
Yeah, that wouldn't be very good.
Right. So what I'll do is I'll play a little bit of music. We'll go back in the green room, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
All right. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to play music. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a classic moment from BTR history. Where is it? Okay. We're in the right ballpark here. All right. I forget what happens in this clip, but this is me calling into the Ghost program. Yeah, you've heard of him. Yeah. He loves me. He loves me. He doesn't do a show anymore, but he loves me.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Yeah, that's him. So here's a classic clip of me calling into his show, and Amber and I are going to go back in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Man, this thing makes your nose drip and makes your head sweat there, boy. I mean, I'm tearing up regressing. Anyway, let's go ahead and take some calls here. We got Vince back on the horn here. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, welcome to the cloud system of 420, Ghost. It's good to have you.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, it's you know, it's not something that I partake in a lot of days out of the week, but it's feeling a little tingly on the head, to say the least, man. I gotta do another bowl here, because this other one's cash. I don't have a damn ashtray, so I gotta get a goddamn old beer can, for Christ's sake. Get a goddamn old beer can. Yeah, hey, hold on, Vince. I'm gonna go ahead and take a hit there, man. Do you have some stuff on you?
Yeah, I do, bro. I have a little starfruit. It's called starfruit. It's a sativa dominant strain. So I go with the sativa during the day, so I can, you know, keeps me up, keeps me motivated, so I can do stuff. And then towards the end of the night, I'll puff on some indica, and that will relax me and wind me down, give me a nice.
Yeah, I think that's what this stuff is, some indica. You know, I was taking a look at the different types of stuff. I mean, it's very informative. The different weeds that are out there, that, you know, they actually got pictures of this crap. People are proud of it. You got growers and stuff. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it's on for real. And you know what? There's some. Speaking of medicinal marijuana, or marijuana and politics, they in my hometown where I grew up, San Jose, where Goofy's out of, the city council just yesterday. They had a huge session where they went on all day long. It was like an 8-hour session where they were trying to put a ban on all marijuana dispensaries in the San Jose, the city of San Jose.
Oh man, no way, dude.
And right now there's like over 110 operating in San Jose. And the city council voted last night. They wanted to ban all of them altogether, but they changed it to where they just want to ban all of them except for 10. They're gonna put a rule into effect that there can only be 10 dispensaries in San Jose. And it's pure crony capitalism at its finest. And I actually am a friend of one of the city councilmen members on my Facebook, and I sent him a message. I was like, "What's up, dude? Why are you guys passing this? This is stupid." And he's like, "Well, I voted no." And I was like, "Dude, that's bullshit. You know, you shouldn't." But this is how twisted and liberal this guy is. This guy's supposed to be one of the more conservative, I guess, or moderates. He's like, no, I think we should do incremental regulation so we can whittle it down sort of covertly. And that was his excuse. Like, that was a better plan. He's like, he wanted the same end result, but he just wanted to whittle it down in a roundabout. I was like, what a fucking pussy, you know?
Yeah, oh, man. I mean, you know, Vince, you're really kind of just, you know, ruining the moment here by talking politics, man. You know, I didn't have anything on the agenda, but you're really serious about this, right? I mean, don't you have like some of that high grade marijuana, genetically altered tetrahydrocannabinol that you can consume in, and, you know, just kind of be in the same frequency that I'm in at this certain time. So, if you'll excuse me there, Vince, I'm just going to, you know, take one more toot here.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, there you go. As a matter of fact, I mean, I thought that Jimi Hendrix was talking about heroin in that song. You know what I mean?
I thought he was talking about putting it up some other guy's pooper.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Jimi Hendrix?
I heard he was bi. Have you ever seen him in interviews?
Yeah, I know he was kind of out there. There's all that hippie shit, yeah. But, you know, there's no way.
Free love.
I don't want to believe it.
Sorry to blow your image, no pun intended. Har har.
There's no way that Jimi Hendrix was taking it up the poop chute, or you know, doing some fudge packing. You know what I mean? You know, Vince, you really besmirched, my show by doing that. But you're calling me a goofball by sitting here saying that because I like Hendrix. I'm sorry, Vince. I gotta get him out of here. Jesus Christ. Can you believe this crap? Jimi Hendrix taking it up the pooper, for Christ's sake. I mean, have I heard it? I mean, are you kidding me, Vince? Are you kidding me?
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
You gave me.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell no, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slop troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Where's
Wana? I'm a troll. What?
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Oh, yeah. Don't call that number because you won't get through. But, yeah, that was me with Ghost as circa 4, his 420 show from last year, 420 2011. And that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Amber for showing up and coming through in the clutch in the green room. Wow. Also, of course, my special guest, Sanguinarius Rose. My special guest tonight. That was a lot of fun. Big ups to him for coming through. And that's going to do it, folks. Thank you, everybody else that called. It was a very fun, lively broadcast. And until next time, peace out. Oh, yeah, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. That's twitter.com/Vince in the Bay.